Welcome to another episode of Josephine Electric's podcast. This episode is the come of affluence is all over you dudes. So what the fam likes to do, what I like to do, is sometimes we get inspired by doing a live performance. So lately we've been going on to Instagram Live from our home studio and just doing a live cut, you know, maybe a 10-15 minute jam. And from that jam, we develop a song. So we'll go and do a song, and this particular song, we call it The Come of Affluence. And then there's another version we call Raved and Ruined. Now, Raved and Ruined is actually the initial performance from Instagram. And it's primarily the Phantom on the grandmother. And if you see the video, which you're going to attach the YouTube video, we got different variations and effects on the video of playing a groove on the grandmother. And then what's also happening is there's a lot of percussion happening through the DFAM and the Mother 32, and also the Mini Brew 2S. They're all kind of connected through the 6U solution, and the grandmother's just connected into the whole thing. And so we created a groove on the DFAM and Mother 32 and Mini Brew 2S. And then we live jammed the lead on the grandmother. And then after we did the performance, we went and we overdubbed the lyrics using our Zoom R24. So we do what we call a hardware recording, DAW-less recording. We've been doing it since 2016. And then we have the added feature of doing a live performance to get some randomness and some life into the recording. And then, you know, the studio technique is we go and overdub it, and then we tighten it up by editing or mastering. In this case, we mastered using SoundCloud's Dolby mastering tool, which we like the effect of that. And there's a couple of things that we'll take the video and convert it with some tools into from an MP4 to a WAV file. And then we bring that WAV file into SoundCloud mastering and do the master there. So it gives us a different way of approaching the song. And in this case, the song is pretty interesting because it says feel, and we'll see if we can play it right here. You hear this kind of tribal drum. And I'm not sure if you're hearing it, but let's do it. But the tribal drum is coming from the DFAM. It's analog, and it has a very powerful feature that you can get this really interesting sound off of the DFAM. We've been playing this kind of tribal African drum nature of the DFAM for a while, and it gives us a lot of capability. And we really tend to use it a lot. We kind of go back and forth between using the DFAM and using the JDXI with the Arturia BeatStep Pro. The nature of the DFAM is kind of like this kind of electro funk kind of Prince aesthetic, and then you get this kind of techno groove. You kind of locked into it, like a Sign of Times or Dove's Cry type of drum beat, kind of like what the Lin would do. And it gives you, you know, in the modern world, a different way to do it than doing an 808 or doing a 909 or some of the other drum machines out there. We just, like to do these kind of random performances. We think it brings life to the recording. And if we weren't coming up with some ideas, the added pressure of doing a live show gives you a unique way to record your music. And in the fact that you can't perform live in front of an audience, well, we've been doing this since Periscope days in 2016, and we've kind of gotten used to the vibe of just being turned on by the Moog itself, kind of gets you into it. And the degree of interaction on the Moog, if you see it, we're using all of the surface controls. And so it's not a boring kind of MIDI keyboard performance. You have the ability with these hardware sense to be involved. And so the performance becomes more interesting. And what the coil we did on the grandmother, if you hear the kind of distorted sounds, we used the ability to do amplitude modulation, which the grandmother can do frequency modulation, FM synthesis, and AM synthesis. And it also has the ability to do sine waves off the LFO. So you could get into a little bit of kind of West Coast sound, additive synthesis if you pay attention. It doesn't have all the capabilities of a DX7. It doesn't have that, but you can do FM synthesis. You can do additive synthesis to a certain degree. And we like the kind of distorted drone nature of the AM synthesis using the modulation oscillator and going directly into the VCA amount is how you do it. And so there's a lot of power in the Moog. And that kind of brings us to, again, the conversation we've been having about the Prophet 510. Given the fact that we find that the grandmother constantly gives us ideas, I think the Prophet 10 and 5 are in that same zone where there's a simplification of the workflow. It's spread out so you can actually use it in real time. And it's polyphonic rather than monophonic, which we have with our grandmother. So to be able to bring in, 10 voices on the 10, being the kind of player we are, we would appreciate that. And we're strongly thinking about that because our Juno is still providing our piano. We could always get a Jupiter XM to get the RD piano and then run it into the Prophet. I mean, so we could use the Prophet keyboard to be the keyboard for the Jupiter XM. So we replace our JDXI with the Jupiter XM and then run a line into it to the Prophet. So when we want to do an RD piano, we could do it there. And it give us like the Prophet 8, and the Jupiter 8 ability to pull that and play it on a Prophet 10. And so that's some of an idea of maybe what the way we're going to go. And maybe we would increase our capability in recording with a look at the Zoom L20, which will allow us to take every input from all the hardware and automatically give it a track, which would be kind of cool when we're recording, because then we can kind of play with the mix instead of having to sequentially record. We have a lot of times we like to record in real time, and the ability to kind of have everything tracked all at once on different tracks as we record it live is something we'd like to do because we tend to live record a lot. And so it looks like that might be a good solution to get more tracks. So when other people get our work, it's more tracked out than what we do today on the Zoom. Because a lot of times when we do the Zoom, we maybe will do 6 tracks. But if we fully wired our whole studio, we might have like 10, 12 tracks, or even more. So that's what we're talking about today. And we will be interviewing Effie Lowen for the second time on the podcast today. And hope you listen to that. And again, if you want to be a supporter of the podcast, please look at giving us 99 cents a month, $12 a year through Anchor FM. It's secure. You can do that. You can also hit the PayPal me link with a one-time donation. You can go to our SoundCloud and see the COVID link. You can give a donation there through PayPal me or on Spotify, our channel there, and check out all of our tracks on Spotify through Phantom Electric Ghost and Josephine Electric. And we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
my signals, keep crossing with you. I'm ready to use any erotic tool. And don't you think Josie's a fool? I know that you're playing so cruel. My signals keep crossing with you. I'm ready to play your fool. Ready to use any erotic tool. I'm ready to bend any golden rule. Passion's a foil I put on you. Passion's a foil and you'll feel it cool. Passion's a foil I put on you. Feel it come with affluence as it flows on you, dude. Passion's an erotic tool. The come of influence is all over you. Now passion, I'm nobody's fool. I'm ready to break a golden rule. The passion of influence is all over you.
To the ground and take care of you.
when you do.